The United States Special Representative for the Arctic is visiting Alaska. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Robert Papp is charged with managing the country's entire Arctic portfolio. That includes investigation of issues and potential claims to Arctic waters off Alaska's northern coastline. Admiral Papp spoke with KOAC's Dan Bross earlier today and said he's in Alaska to help determine the primary goals and challenges for the U.S. in the region.
For 4 years as Commandant of the Coast Guard, I was focused very narrowly and parochially on Coast Guard concerns. So now that I've taken on this new responsibility, I really need to open up the aperture and look a little more broadly at all the needs that are up here. So that's been part of the process. We're preparing at the State Department to take over the leadership of the Arctic Council beginning next spring. We'll have the chairmanship for 2 years. What cross-cutting policies, issues should the United States take up to press forward with during our chairmanship? And that's part of what I've been doing up here is we've been meeting with various constituency groups to try to determine what are those cross-cutting issues that are important across the spectrum of groups that we might take up to push forward.
Where are you going in Alaska and what have you heard so far?
Well, we started on Anchorage. We arrived Tuesday and started our meetings with various constituencies down there. We've been meeting with Alaska Native groups. We've been meeting with environmental groups, state legislature people. We held a public hearing yesterday down in Anchorage. A gratifying turnout. There was standing room only, which I think indicates the interest in Arctic issues and where the United States is going with it. We came up here to Fairbanks to talk to academia to see what the University of Alaska Fairbanks is doing in terms of Arctic research and what things might be important to the university. And from here, we go up to Barrow to talk to the North Slope people, the indigenous people, and find out what their concerns are and to stay in touch with them.
So what have you heard so far this week?
Well, each and every group has generally a laundry list of issues that they feel are very important to them. And most of those go back to resourcing. And the challenge for me is that the Arctic Council is not something that drives resourcing.
But so when you say resourcing issues, what are you talking about?
Well, for instance, is almost every group that we talk to says we need the United States needs icebreakers. We need to build more. We need better communications. We need to put in fiber optic cable. We need better water quality and treatment. We need food sustainability. All these issues with that really go back to how do you resource all that.
Admiral Papp, what things might be happening through Alaska or via Alaska institutions and individuals leading up to the U.S. chairing the Arctic Council?
That's what we're up here to inventory, and that's what we're doing and going around. I don't like to make excuses, but I've only been on the job for 3 weeks, and most of that has been consumed with learning the State Department, how to get business done in the State Department, and as I said, opening up the aperture for myself to the much broader issue of the Arctic as we go forward. So I'm doing a lot of listening while I'm up here, and fortunately, there are a lot of passionate people who are concerned about our Arctic and are working on various projects and have interests and concerns. And we're going to evaluate all those as we go back to Washington and come up with those really key issues that we think should be advanced for the Arctic Council.
Robert Papp is U.S. Special Representative for the Arctic. He spoke with KUAC's Dan Bross earlier today.